KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The country is grappling with yet another alarming case of suspected food poisoning. Over 100 school pupils have been hospitalized in Gauteng after falling ill from suspected foodborne illnesses. Education officials say the children at Tamaho Primary in Katlehong began vomiting and experienced severe stomach cramps after eating samp during their lunch break yesterday. 98 learners have been discharged. 12 are still receiving treatment. Meanwhile, Free State Health says 49 Welcome pupils were rushed to hospital with suspected food poisoning symptoms. Spokesperson Mondli Mbambi says the learners are from Delavuyo Primary.
Three of these kids are admitted because they were showing more serious signs. They presented with symptoms of itchy skin and rash developing on their skin after allegedly eating some snacks from the nearby shop.
The MK party, Sifiso Maseko, has resigned as the organization's secretary general 4 months after he took up the position. He said in a statement that he's having to return to his full-time job as chief director for infrastructure at Gauteng Health. Maseko was suspended by the department 2 years ago following an SIU probe into irregularities in the procurement of PPEs. His suspension was lifted pending the outcome of a disciplinary committee investigation. Maseko says he remains an MKP member. In international news, Kamala Harris has conceded defeat to Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential election.
A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results.
The vice president has delivered her concession speech to supporters in Washington. She says she's proud of the race she ran and will engage in a peaceful transfer of power. Trump's return to the White House marks a stunning political comeback. He passed the 270 Electoral College votes needed to claim victory yesterday. An emotional Harris urged her supporters to keep fighting.
Don't ever stop trying to make the world a better place. You have power. And don't you ever listen when anyone tells you something is impossible because it has never been done before.
President Joe Biden's praised Harris for her integrity and courage, while Barack and Michelle Obama congratulated Trump on his election victory. The U.S. stock market has surged in response. And finally, the winners of the Earthshot Prize Award have been announced at a ceremony in Cape Town. The annual environmental awards, founded by Britain's Prince William, support sustainable, eco-friendly projects globally. Last night's winners include the Green Africa Youth Organization, which uses behavioral change to help communities clean up waste. Another prize went to Keep It Cool, a Kenyan-based company using solar-powered refrigeration to help cut harvest waste for farmers. Prince William says the Earthshot Prize is a collaborative movement for change.
I believe our world can be rich in possibility, in hope and in optimism. That is why the Earthshot Prize exists. To champion the game changers, the inventors, the makers, the creatives, the leaders, to help them build upon the amazing things they've already achieved, and to inspire the next generation to create the future we all need.
Durban and Richards Bay going up to a high of 21 degrees, Maritzburg 16. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.